do you want to try like what you used in Europe again?
Okay.
Okay, good.
So what do we do?
You'll just hold it on the mouth, and Stanley will be in charge of the, make sure that there's no feedback.
Okay. Just the volume control.
Yeah, you'll control the volume based upon how, no screeching, but as loud as it can go without screeching. And you'll have to lift it, you know, you'll have to lift that up and keep it by the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, it's up to you.
Left off in Chulin Chofalaf Amar Aleph, towards the bottom. The Gemara is discussing now the din of Malika as opposed to Shechita. When you shecht Chulin, in America we shecht Chulin, we don't shecht Karbonis. So both by Behemoth and by Yoifus, you have to shecht with a knife. You can't shecht with your fingernail, that's Mechuber. So that'll be an avail. And when you're shechting, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, and there was such a thing as an oil soif and a chata soif, so you had to do malika by each of them, a chata soif and oil soif. And the Gemara points out, time and time again, that the psukim distinguish between the oil soif and a chata soif. By the chata soif, you only do one simon, either the kona or the veshet. It says, v'lo yavdil, he should not cut both. If he cut both the kona and the veshet, then he detached the head from the goof of the bird. And the implication is that oil soif should be different. That by oil soif, you should have havdalah. Oil soif, you should have havdalah. And chata soif, the poshe pshat is, you're not allowed to have havdalah. Tosfos on Amud Beis, on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, this is quotes a Gemara from Zvachim. It is gigantic, Tosis. This quotes a Gemara Perikot Shekodoshim, Daf Samachem the base, where the Gemara has a Machlokes Amaroyim, is one version of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had a son, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. They learned together Zohar in the cave, and they were hiding from the Romans. So they all lived, all these Tanoim, they didn't live in the, they weren't in the Beis HaMikdash. They were discussing things that happened Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikai. So this Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, there's one version over there that according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, when it says regarding Chata Soif Lo Yavdil, it means it's not necessary to do Havdalah. If it's optional. If you want, you can cut both the Kona and the Veshet with the fingernail. You can do Malika on both the Kona and the Veshet. By the Oilo Soif, you require Havdalah. Dafke, and by Chata Soif is optional. If you want, you can do Havdalah. If you don't want it, you don't have to. But this is not at all the accepted opinion in our Sugya. Our Sugya is working with the other views there in Zvachim Dav Samachay. There was a Machlokes Hamarayim, what pshat in the Tanah Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon was. Our Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon agrees with the other Tanoim, that by Chata Soif, the din is V'lo Yavdil, you're not permitted to cut both the Kona and the Veshet. And by the Soif, there you have to do Havdalah. So what exactly does it mean, Havdalah? When you do the Malika on the Oil Soif, you have to cut both the Kona and the Veshet. So that was, the Gemara keeps on referring to this on Chof Amid Beis, Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. Gemara kept on alluding to the fact that there was a machlokes somewhere, they didn't quote where, there was a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, what that means. So the Chachamim say you have to cut, you need Havdalah. By Oil Asaif, you have to cut Kol HaKona v'Kol HaVeshet. Not sufficient to cut Rav Kona and the Rav Veshet. You have to cut Kol HaKona v'Kol HaVeshet. It's not a requirement in Hilchas Shechita. In Hilchas Shechita we say Ruba Kukula. It's a din of Havdalah. You need Havdalah. So Havdalah requires you have to cut Kol HaKona v'Kol HaVeshet. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon insists, Punkt Faket, that you should dafke cut Rav HaKona and Rav HaVeshet. Should not cut Kol HaKona v'Kol HaVeshet. So the Gemara last 2 weeks ago when we were learning, so the Gemara quoted a Braisa about 10 lines from the top of Chof Aleph and Men Aleph, where the Braisa, the line that begins with emo, the word emo. So it says, Uba'ola shnayim arov shnayim. When you do Malika on Oil Soif, you should either shecht the Kona and the Veshet completely, or Rav of the Kona and the Rav of the Veshet. So the Gemara asks, Mani, whose opinion is that? Nobody holds like that, that it's optional either to shecht Kol HaKona, Kol HaVeshet, or Rav Kona, V'Rav Veshet, Rabbanon, Armi Shnayim Davke, the Rabbanon, the Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon hold, you have to cut, Havdalah requires to cut the whole Khan and the whole Vesh. Here, Blazer, Reb Shimon, Amar Davki Rav Shnayim. So the Gemara says, that's what it means. The Braisa didn't want to take a stand on this, Machlag is Atanoim. So the Braisa said, Eimah Shnayim, the Rabbanon, Rav Shnayim, the Rablazer, Reb Shimon. According to the Rabbanon, you have to cut the entire Khan and the entire Vesh by Malikas Oyla Saif, where you need Havdalah. Chata Saif is a din lo Yavdal, so you only cut one Simon. Oyla Saif, you have to cut Kol HaKon and Kol HaVesh. Rablazer, Reb Shimon holds that he shecht Reb Khan and the Reb Vesh. So Gemara finally asks, here it's about 8-9 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Gemara finally says, "My Rabbana, my Rablozer, Reb Shimon, where is this, what is the source for this? We keep on alluding to this Machlekes HaTanoim, how much do you have to cut by the Oyla Saif? What's required for the purpose of Havdalah? Where is this price? My Rabbana, my Rablozer, Reb Shimon, doesn't appear in Mishnais anywhere. Mishnais that would have known right away. It's not a Mishnah. So Gemara said, the Tanya, it's a price. There's a din of chatas oil of the yoreg. There are five cases in Chumash. You bring a chatas oil of the chatas oil of the yoreg means if you can afford it, you bring a more expensive chatas behema. And if you can't afford that much, then you bring a chatas oil instead. That's called you bring bashiras or you bring bedalas, depending how much you can afford. And sometimes there's a din, you bring either Bashiras or Bedalas or Bedali Dalas. If you can't even afford to bring Chatas Haiv, then you bring a Minchas Chaitin. Who are the five who bring? So one is a Yoledes. Every woman who has a baby, my wife had 9 babies, and Meheri Banim Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash will be built tomorrow. My wife will have a mitzvah to bring 9 sets of Karbonas. We can afford it, so she'll bring 9 behemoths. If a person can't afford it, so he brings chatas oif instead of chatas behemoth. So one of the people who brings, the Mishnah says that a yoledes is tameya until she goes to the mikveh, and then she's still mechusi kippurim, she's still considered partially tameya, until she brings the korban hayoledes. So let's say meheri banim beis hamikdash. My wife already went to mikveh every time she had a baby, but she's still tameh. She can't enter the beis hamikdash until she'll bring the korban yoledes, and then the tahara process will be completed. So my wife had 9 babies. So the Mishnah says once she brings the first set of korbanos yoledes, she's already removed all of the tumah. She has an obligation, a mitzvah, to bring another 8 sets of korbanos. So let's say a person attended the 10 funerals. So he became Tomei Meis 10 times. So he has to go to mikveh 10 times. There are 10 reasons why he's Tomei Meis. He goes to mikveh once, so he has hazar, shlishi, shvi, pour aduma water. They sprinkle on him once. And then he's toifel in mikveh once, he becomes tar. So by the oledes, the bringing of the korban is to complete the tahara process, and once she brings the first set of korbanos, so she's tahara from all of the 9 babies, but she still has the mitzvah to bring the other 8 sets of korbanos, even though it's not necessary for the purpose of tahara. The tahara procedure has already been completed. So the oledes is one who brings an oil of urine.
If somebody has twins, do they bring 2 or 1?
No, 1. If you have triplets, oh, you only bring 1. If it's 1 pregnancy, you only bring 1. Then the Chumash in Parshas Metzora has another din of Ola B'Yorid. The Metzora, who got healed, he was cured, so he has to bring also a series of karbonis in order to complete the Tahara process. And until he brings all of those karbonis, he's considered Mechusi Kippurim, even though he went to the mikveh already. So the Chumash has again, if he can afford it, he brings Korban Behemah. If he can't afford it, he brings a Chatas Oif. So these are two different parshias. The parsha by the Oledes is in Tazria, and then the parsha by the Metzor is in Parshas Metzor. And then you have Rashi quotes over here. You have, there are 3 Averis that if a person violates any one of those 3, he brings a Chatas Oif Yorid. The 3 averes are: one is tumas migdash v'kadoshav. A person is tameh, and by mistake he enters the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah, or he eats karbonis in a state of tumah. That's called tumas migdash v'kadoshav. Another one is shvuas bitui, person took a shua not to eat cookies, and he forgot all about it, then he goes and he eats the cookies. So that's shua's bitul. He has to bring a korban. And the third one is shua's aedus. Rashi quotes all of them over here. Someone has a din Torah, and he's only going to win a din Torah with his other, with his friend, if he brings witnesses who testify on his behalf. And he only has these two witnesses to testify. And if they're not going to testify on his behalf, he's going to lose the case. He doesn't have any other evidence to support his claim. So the two witnesses swear in front of Bez and Shmua, ain't on a Yod Melucha, sorry, we don't remember anything about the whole case. And then later on they admit that they swore falsely, that they really did remember the whole story. They didn't want to get involved in a court case. And they realize that because they swore, now they can't testify already. Once they say in front of court, we don't remember anything, then if they're going to back out, they're going to say, no, we do remember. So that's Rashi says, not everybody agrees with Rashi, but Rashi says, Kevin Sheigit, Shumin Achazam Maga, they can't back out. So they realize that they were mafsed him $100,000 because they didn't want to get involved in a court case. So because of their refusal to testify, and they swore falsely, Shvush and Yodim Lechaidah, so they need a kapara. They're swearing falsely being mafsid money. If they swear falsely about not about a din Torah, about dinim ominous, that's not a din of Shua Seid. Shua Seid is only on a din Torah and dinim ominous. So any one of these three averis, this is in the end of Parshas Vayikra, any one of these three averis, you have to bring a chatas oyla biyorit. Again, if he can afford it, he brings the more expensive korban. Can't afford it, he brings the less expensive korban. So the Chumash says, if he can afford it, he brings a chatas behema. If he can't afford it, he brings a chata sa'oif and a noila sa'oif. So normally, when you bring a chatas and an oila together, first you bring the chatas, then you bring the oila. First you bring the chatas, you need kapora for the sin that you did. And the oila is considered a doron, a gift. So that's the seder l'chatchila for sure. So the pasuk says, here the Gemara says, my rabbanim, my rablos, Reb Shimon, where is the brisa? It's not a mishnah. They would have known if it's a Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah anywhere in Shas. It's a Braisa that runs as follows, the Tanya. V'sasheni yasa oyla ka mishpot. The first, if he can't afford to bring the Chatas Behema, this is by the three. Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshav, and Shvuas Bitoy, and Shvuas Aedas, any one of those Averis, and he realizes he did wrong and he needs a Kapara, so he so if he can afford it, he brings the Chatas Behema. Can't afford it, he brings first Chatas Sa'oif, and the second bird, he brings a kan. A kan is two birds. And the first one he should bring as a chata soif, and the second one should bring as a noiva soif. Ka mishpot, with a hey ha'idiyah. Ki ha mishpot, ka mishpot, as the din requires. What ka mishpot? Which din are you alluding to? You're alluding the oila soif is brought in accordance with the laws that are mentioned somewhere else. So the Gemara wants to know which parsha are we alluding to. So the Gemara says, "Ken mishpat chatas behema." Surprising, you bring an oil sa'if and you should do malika on the oil sa'if the same way you do shchita on a chatas behema. What does that mean? So what it means is just like a behema, you have to shech the kana and the veshet. In America, when you shech behemas, you have to shech the kana and the veshet. A bird, you only shech the kona or the veshet, one or the other in America, chulin. And if you do malika anachata sa'if, it says velo yavdil. You should not cut both the kona and the veshet. Vesasheni, the second oif, yasa oilo, he should bring as an oilo sa'if, ka mishpat, ke mishpat chatas behem, just like a chatas behem, just like just like any shchitas behem, you shech two simonim, so to over here, you shech the both simonim, because this is an oil soif. An oil soif does need Abdullah. Lo Yavdul is by the Chata soif, by the oil soif, you do need Abdullah. So that's what the first Tana says. Ka mishpat means, ki mishpat chatas behema. That you need two simonim. Kona nevesh. Atoima ki mishpat chatas behema, enala ki mishpat chatas soif. Why should you say ka mishpat? Means you should do malika on the oil soif, like one shechts a behema. Who's talking about a behema? The pasuk says, if you can afford it, you bring. And Parshas Vayikra, if you can afford it, you bring a chatas behema. If you can't afford it, you bring two oifers. The first oif is a chatas oif, and the second one is an oilas oif. Kam mishpat. So why should he say you should bring the oil aside? Kam mishpat, like the chatas behema was mentioned previously in the previous paragraph by this oil of a yoreid. Say kam mishpat chatas aif, that he just said in the previous pasuk. Why should he jump back to the previous paragraph? So that's what the Tana asks. How do you know that you shecht but two simonim by oil asoif that you need havdalah? Maybe you just shecht one? Like hatasoif lo yavdal. So oil asoif the same thing. So the answer is no. There's another parsha earlier in Vayikra. And for the Braisa, kishehu emer, when the Braisa says veikrivo, the pasuk talks about oil asoif anedove. Veikrivo is by oil asoif nedove. If a person can afford it, he wants to volunteer to bring a carbon oil. A carbon oil is bob and edmund and dover. So if you can afford it, volunteer to bring, donate to bring an oilos behema. You can't volunteer a chatos of an osham. It's not bob and edmund and dover, but an oilos bob and edmund and dover. So you can either volunteer to bring oilos behema, or you can volunteer to bring oilos oif. So it says vihikrivo. So vihikrivo is singular. He should be makriv it. So the Gemara darshins two different drushes on the word veikrivo. Tosis has a discussion here on Amud Beis. How do they darshin two different drushes? So one comment is veikrivo. When you bring a korban behema, you bring one animal that's a full korban. Let's say you bring you volunteer to bring a korban oilo. So you bring one behema. That's a beautiful donation. It costs a fortune of money. What if you bring oifas? So the Gemara says that basically a korban bishlei musa by oifas is a kan of two. You should have two torim or two b'nei yoina. You should have two. And if you bring one as an oilas, if you bring one, that's acceptable, but that's considered an incomplete korban. But the Gemara says, let's say a gershin is gayer. There's so many converts who have converted since the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara learns that from a psukim, anyone who is mizgayer has to have kabbalas on mitzvahs. All the laws of geiris are established based on Maimon HaSinai. So they have to have kabbalas on mitzvahs, like they said, Bnei Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma. Then you have to have a bris milah for the men, because in Eretz Mitzrayim, 7 weeks before Maimon HaSinai, everybody, all the men had their bris milah. Then you have to have a tefillah in the mikveh, right before Shavuos, everybody went to the mikveh, and then you have to have hakrobas hakarbonas. After Maimon HaSinai, in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it says that the Bnei Yisrael brought karbonas. That was one big national gerus for all of Klal Yisrael. So they brought one set of karbonas for everybody. And since then, we don't have a national gerus for the whole Klal Yisrael. So each gerus and his guy has to bring a karbon. So the Gemara says he doesn't have to spend $1,000 to bring a chatas and osham. He has to bring an oilo. So he doesn't have to spend $1,000 to bring an oilas behema. The Mishnah says the common practice would be that they would spend less money and bring oilas oif. But oilas oif, they had to bring two oilas oif. The Gemara says, why? Because lamatzinu oif habo b'choiva b'pachas mishnayim. Whenever you're obligated to bring, if you want to volunteer on your own, so it says v'hikrivo, you can bring nidvas oilos ha'oif, you can bring one Torah, one ben yoina. You have to bring two, but it's considered an incomplete korban. But whenever the Torah is obligating you to bring a korban, then you get a korban oif. There's no such thing as an incomplete korban. You have to bring davke two. You can't bring one. Or let's take the Meiri has this chiddush avdalvelos halavetchik. Writes this on his own, and I think he writes that he found it in the Meiri. Let's say on Shalosh Regolam at Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, so everyone who goes to Yerushalayim is obligated to bring a carbon oilas ria. So if you can, or if you can afford it, you bring oilas ria behema. Oilas behema. What if a person can't afford it? Can it be yotze with oilas ha'oif? So we have the gears in the Gemara that you cannot. The halacha requires dafka oilas behema. The Rambam had a different girus in the Gemara. The Rambam and the Meiri had the girus that you can be yotze with oilas ha'oif as well. So the Rabbel Bala Soloveitchik writes in a sefer on the Rambam, and he thinks, according to the Rambam, you can be yotze oilas ria on sholosh regolim. With oilas ha'oif, it has to be a minimum of two oilas ha'oif, because it's a korban habo b'chayva. and a carbon al babachayve, you can't be yotze with an incomplete carbon. It has to be dafke two. So that's one halacha that's learned out from this word, v'ikrivo. V'ikrivo is in Parshas Vayikra, early on the Parsha, when the Parsha starts off. If a person wants to volunteer to bring a carbon oilah, so he can either bring a carbon oilah's behemoth, which will be very expensive, or to bring an oilah soif, which will be less expensive. So if he's volunteering, it's not a dobish and b'chayva, you can bring the hikrivo, you can bring one oif. Pray the achas, you can bring one bird, it'll be an incomplete carbon. If it would be a carbon abba b'chayva, you have to have a minimum of two. It doesn't have to be two birds. Let's say you'll bring a chatas behemoth with an oilah soif. As long as the oil of soif comes tzirif with another carbon, can't stand on its own. You can't just bring one carbon oif, chata soif or oil of soif. Has to come together with another carbon, either another oif or another carbon behemah. So that's another din that's learned off in the word vehikrivo. But our Gemara is learning at vehikrivo that the way you do malika on the oil of soif is unique and different from the way you do malika on chata soif. Vechata soif, it says velo yavdil. You're not allowed to cut both the kon and the veshet. Vehikrivo goes when a person volunteers to bring an oilas soif, oilas nedove. Vehikrivo has a different hakrova. What's different? That you need dafke kona and the veshet. So that's what the Gemara says. What motivates us? The first time Tanakhama says, what motivates me to say v'sasheni yasa oila kamishpot, when he brings the oilas soif, you should bring it. Like the first korban mentioned in the parsha. Parsha said, one who violated any one of the following three averis, either tumas mikdash v'kadosha, v'shvuas bitui, took a shvua natid bananas, and he violated it, or shvuas haedus, he swore shvuas shein any adelech haedus, and he was mafsid the baldin mamon, he lost the dintar because the fellow refused to, he swore that he can't testify. So then when he needs a kapora, so it says, if he can afford it, let him bring chatas beima. If he can't afford it, then it's another paragraph. Hemshech, he brings bedalos. What does he bring? He brings chatas oif. Why do you say? So the Tanakhama says, kamishpot means he should do the malika on the oila sa'oif the same way he did the shchita on the chatas beima. Why do you jump all the way back? Say, v'sasheni asa oila kamishpot. Let him do malika on the oil like he did malika on the chatos. Kamishpot, what do you jump back to the previous paragraph? Jump back to the previous pasuk in this paragraph. That he brings a chatos oif first, then an oil oif. Mar says, you can't say like that. Then what you're saying in effect is that the malika on the chatos oif and oil oif is the same, and that we know is not true. Because we have a pasuk earlier in Vayikra, the hikrivo, that there's a unique way to do malika on oil oif different from chatos oif. Chata Saif is velo yavdil, only shecht one simen. That's the poshep shot. That sheet in Zvachim, nobody heard. That's one version of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, that velo yavdil means you have an option. If you don't want to, you don't have to be mavdil. If you want to, you may. But our sugya totally ignores that version. Our sugya goes with all the other amaroi. So the Gemara says, kishuhu emer, three lines from the bottom, hikrivo, chilek hakosav ben chata saif lo yavdil saif. So the pasuk distinguishes between chata soif, you only shecht one simon v'lo yavdil, and oila soif has to be two simon. So you can't say kamishpot, you should bring oila soif the same way as chata soif. So what mari mekayim kamishpot? So what does it mean kamishpot? You should bring the oila soif like which did? Must be kamishpot chatas beimo, like the chatas beimo mentioned in the previous paragraph in this chata soif yorid. Means that you need to shech both the kona and the veshet. That's all. That's all it teaches you, that you shech the kona and the veshet, that you would have known from the pasuk v'ikrivo. You already know that from earlier in Vayikra. The chatas soif you shech one simon, and the soif you shech two simon in b'malika. So the Gemara says no. It tells me it's hukash. Oila soif is hukash. The chatas beima. Not only with respect to that you need the two simonim kon veshet, that I know from hikrivo. I need the hekesh to teach the following dinim. Machatas beim ein abo elo min hachulin. Means like this: the farmer has a lot of tefua grows every year in his farm. So this is 7 year cycle. This year the shnas hashmita topshin ayin hay. So everything is hefker, and you don't have to be mafresh any trumas or meisus at all. after Shnas HaShemitah is over, Tavshin Ayin Vav, so the first 2 years of the Shemitah cycle, first you mafresh Truma Gedoyla, then you mafresh Maisa Rishon, then you mafresh Maisa Sheni. Then the third year of the Shemitah cycle, you mafresh Truma Gedoyla, Maisa Rishon, instead of Maisa Sheni, you mafresh Maisa Roni. Then the fourth and the fifth years are a repeat of the first and the second years, and the sixth year is a repeat of the third year. So what do you do with Maisa Sheni? The first 2 years is Maisa Sheni, and the fourth year and the fifth year is Maisa Sheni. What do you do with Maisa Sheni? If it's not too expensive, you take a truck and you bring all the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim and you eat it b'kedusha u'v'tahara. What do you mean? Let's say the guy has 1 million oranges. So he's going to eat 1 million oranges in Yerushalayim. He's going to get sick, meaning so many oranges. So the Torah says, or if it's too expensive to... He lives so far away from Yerushalayim. It's prohibitive to transport it. Because he had a blessing this year. So much grew. It says, stop, you can't eat so many oranges, you're going to get sick. So the Torah says, you pay the oranges onto money. The din is that when you pay the Maaseh Sheni, you can't use Shavah Pruta. When you do pay, then you can give Kesef or Shavah Kesef. When you do pay your Maaseh Sheni, has to be dafke kesef sheyesh halutz, so you have to have cash. You can't use shavah kesef. You can't use Italian money in Eretz Yisrael to be paid in Maaseh Sheni. Italian money in Eretz Yisrael is called shavah kesef. Israeli money in Eretz Yisrael is called kesef. Kesef means whatever is legal tender recognized by the government of that country where you're doing the pidyon Maaseh Sheni. When you take the Maaseh Sheni money to Yerushalayim, what do you do with it? So it says in the Chumash, "Minasata kesa babokor batzon ubayayin ubashechor uchalashet tisholchanav shechor." You buy food, and you eat the food. Begdusha v'tahara in Yerushalayim. Let's say I want to bring karbonis. So the Mishnais recommend you should bring karbonis. What kind of karbonis? So the Mishnais recommend you should bring shlomim. You should take the Maaseh Sheni money, bring a karbon shlomim, so you'll eat it, even though part of it is burnt on the mizbeach. And the Maaseh Sheni is supposed to be la'achila purposes. So doesn't ishgeferlach. You're going to burn the chalev on the mizbeach. It's not so much of the korban. But the rest of the korban shlomo will be eaten. Can you use the Maaseh Sheni money to bring a korban oilo? No. Korban oilo, burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. That's not la'achila, Maaseh Sheni.
You can eat with other people. And the shlomo, you can eat with other people.
You can eat with other people.
But if you don't bring a shlomim, then I'm not allowed to eat the
when
I will pay
to
buy my falafel, and I have 100 falafels.
Can I share
that
as well?
Yeah, you can share it with everybody. You can share the
Maaseh Sheni with anybody as well. With anyone who's Jewish, who went to mikvah, who's tahar, is going to eat a big dusha v'tahar. Has to be in Yerushalayim.
So I can make a big kiddush if you want.
Yeah, yeah. But he has to make sure all the people went to mikvah. Yeah, not everybody can go to mikvah. The women just can't go to mikvah whenever they don't please. They have to count shivinikim and then go to the mikvah. Okay, so the Maaseh Sheni has to be eaten, the kedusha v'tahara. So the din is he cannot bring a korban oila from Maaseh Sheni money. Maaseh Sheni money is supposed to be used lachila. When asata kesef babokar batzona bayayin mashiach, you have to buy primi gedule karka, something that's going to be eaten, kedusha v'tahara. So you cannot use Maaseh Sheni money to buy a korban oilo. So that's what the Gemara says. Ma chatas beheima ein abo elamin achulin. If a person has a farmer has Maaseh Sheni and is paid the Maaseh Sheni at the kish, and it happens that he was mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg, he has to bring a korban chatas. Can he take the Maaseh Sheni money to bring a korban chatas? So the answer is no, you can't do that. That's like, I didn't pay tax, I did. Let's say I didn't pay tax the year 2013, 2014. So I'll tell them, oh, I owe whatever, $5,000 tax for this year, $5,000 tax for the other year. Here's $5,000, I'll be, I'd say, both. I'll kill two brothers. What do you mean? You owe $5,000, you owe $10,000. You add it all up. You don't say, I have a chiv. We said before, if I went to 10 funerals, I go to the mikveh later. I don't have to go to the mikveh 10 times. You know, my wife had 9 babies. She only has to bring the first set of karbanas, remove all the tumah. So you can't say the same over here. I have to bring the Maaseh Sheni money to Yerushalayim to eat it, the Kedusha v'Tahara, and I happen to have been Mechal Shabbos b'Shegig. So I want to kill two birds with one stone. I want to use some of the Ma'aseh Shein money to buy a carbon chatas and the Kohanim will eat it b'kedusha v'tara. So that's not acceptable. That's like you want to be Yitzid two chiyuvim with one amount of money. You can't do that. So the Gemara says that's what we're comparing oila sa'oif that you're mechuyuv to bring as a sheni yasa oila by the chatas oila b'yoreh. Just yasa kamishpot like the chatas behema mentioned in the previous paragraph. Just like chatas behema. You cannot use my sheni money to bring chatas behema. So too, you cannot bring an oil soif that's not been a dover. You cannot use my sheni money b'chlal for carbon oil because it's not going to be eaten. The oil is not going to be eaten at all. So the Gemara says we compare the oil soif to the chatas behema. You don't really need the comparison to teach you that you need the Kohen Neveisha. That we know from the word V'ikri Vo. Earlier in Parshas Vayikra. But I needed to teach me all of the following dinim. Ein abo elem menachulin. You cannot use my sesheni money to fund chatas behema. And you cannot use my sesheni money to pay for an oila at all. And ubayom. You cannot be makor karbonas balayla. Karbonas have to be bought by yom. There's a din. There is a Yerushalmi in the end of Maseches Tainis to daven Ne'ilah. We only daven Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. But when we learn Mishnayis Tainis, it's obvious and clear that Ne'ilah is not Miyuchas Davke to Yom Kippur. Ne'ilah was a Tfilas Atainis, whenever there would be an Es Tzara, so there was an obligation to add an additional Tfilah. The only Tainis Sibah that we have is Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av we don't say Ne'ilah because the Gemara quotes out the Pasuk, Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Nina Lu Shari Tfilah. The prayers are not accepted the way they used to be, as it says in Echa. Ram Kiezer Kvashaveh saw some Tfilosi. The prayers are not accepted the same way they used to be. And the whole idea of Tfilas Ne'ilah is that if you add Tosefes Tfilah, you add another Tfilah, stand a better chance of your prayers being answered. So on Tisha B'Av we want to demonstrate that the prayers are not going to be answered, so we don't offer Tfilas Ne'ilah. And then on the other Tanesim, when it's another Tanes, we don't say Ne'ilah, because the Gemara says, Ain't Tanes Sibu B'Bovel. The only Tanes Sibu we have B'Bovel is Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. How come we lay in Vaychal? You only lay in Vaychal when there's a Tanes Sibu. So they're going to work on this kasha. They give some kind of a teretz. They say it's not a tainus sibur benegir to tfilas nila, but it is a tainus sibur benegir to chazan saying aneinu and chazaras hashatz. We do consider it like a tainus sibur. And benegir to reciting leining vaychal, it is a tainus sibur. So the Yerushalmi in the end of tainus talks about neila. Do you duchen in neila or not? So the Rishalmi says, you're only duchen, it sounds funny, Rishalmi. That's how the Rishayim understood the Rishalmi. That you're only duchen by yom, because duchening is like avodas hakarbonis. Just like avodas hakarbonis is only by yom. That's based on a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. Yeah, Rashi quotes a different pasuk. Yeah, that's not the standard pasuk. Usually the Gemara quotes a pasuk in the beginning of Tzav. Yom Tzav also, Lahakriv is karbonim vayom balo balaylo. All karbonas have to be brought by yom. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi seems to be comparing duchening to hakrovas hakarbonas. Only kohanim duchen, and duchening is in the base amigdosh at the completion of hakrovas karbonas zibur, and we duchen at the end of chazaras hashatz because we consider chazaras hashatz as if it were a form of hakrovas karbonas zibur. We offer the prayer and say, Hashem al-Gayra b'am chisol v'sfilosam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept the prayers as if we had brought a carbon. So when a private person offers a tefillah and he says ritzei, he asks the prayer should be accepted as if he brought a carbon yochid. When the chazan offers tefillah atzibur and he says ritzei b'am chisol v'sfilosam, he requests HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the tefillah atzibur should be accepted as if they had brought a carbon tzibur. So when the chazan finishes ritzei and the chazaras hashatz, that's considered Gemar HaKrovas Karbonas Sibur Min HaTorah, a Chiddush Min HaTorah, and that's considered a valid time to have Duchening. So the Mishnahs have that you have duchening by Shachris and by Musaf and by Mincha and by Ne'ilah you can have. How come you don't have by Ma'ariv? So the Pashat the answer, because no Chazar Sashat's by Ma'ariv. That's what others say. So the Rishonim claim that the Rishalmi said there's no duchening by Ma'ariv because you don't have Hakrovas HaKarbonas Balayla. So let's say the Chazan gets to Ne'ilah, Chazan gets to the end of Ne'ilah, it's already dark outside. Usually we start Ne'ilah by Yom, and by the time the Chazan finishes Ne'ilah, it's already Tzeisan Kochavim, and they blow Shofar right away, and they dab Ma'ariv right away. So if the Chazan is up to Ritzei of Ne'ilah in the middle of the night, then the common practice is that you don't duchen. Why is that? We assume there's no duchening by Laila. That's how the Rishonim say. You only duchen by Yom, because all Hakrovas HaKarbon is only done by Yom. The meeting in Frankfurt was not so. They used to duchen even by Ne'ilah in the middle of the night, and the Maharil defends it, and the Shagasari wrote a sefer on Tainus, that's called Gvuras Ari, his name is Aryeh. He defends it also. So they're both right. There is no such halacha that there's no hakrovas karbonis balayla. Avodas Adam cannot be done balayla. Shchita kabbalo halacha zrika the dalar avodas Adam. Haktoris emurim can be done balayla. Nisach hayayin can be done balayla. Only avodas Adam, the dalar avodas Adam are called shchita kabbalo hakabbalo Adam, halacha Adam, and zrika Adam. Then when you have a korban mincha, so there's a long when we learned Masecha Saito, so there was a long Rashi in the beginning of the second parak. Rashi pointed out that there are four avodas by a mincha that are parallel to the dalar avodas Adam. So the dalar avodas by the mincha cannot be done by Laila. Fine. But other avodas can be done by Laila. So that's how they defend their practice. That you can have karbonas offered by Laila. Nisach Hayayin can be done by Laila. Haktos Hamurim can be done by Laila. The Aloch HaYom is only required by the avodas Hayayin. By the avodas Adam. So here the Gemara needs a pasuk to teach. Just like Chatas Behema, the Avodas Adam has to be done by Yom, so too the Oyla Soif, Hashem Yasa Oyla Ka Mishpon, Oyla Soif has to be Nasa by Yom. This is a very strange brisa, and the Gemara asked the Kasha on the next daf. By Yom, it's right in the middle of Chav Beis Amar Aleph, the last word on the line is by Yom. So the Gemara says, they're quoting a caption from the Bayom, and the next line quotes from Vayikra Shom Zayin. B'yom Tzavosa Nafke. That's the pasuk at the beginning of Parshat Tzav. This says B'yom Tzavosa La'akrav Es Korbanim, that all avodas Hadam have to be done by Yom. So what do you need a pasuk that Oilas Es Hasheni Asa Oila Ka Mishpat? Oila Soif has to be offered by Yom. The Dalal Avodas of Oilas Ha'oif have to be done by Yom, just like the Dalar Avodas Adam of Chatas Behema has to be by Yom. I don't need a Hekish to Chatas Behema. That's a universal pasuk. B'yom Tzavos al-Hakrav is Karbanim. All Avodas have to be done by Yom. What do you need a Hekish special to teach this? Gemara says, you're right. Kedi Nozva. That line was put into the Brisa unnecessarily. Kedi means for no good purpose. I would have known on my own that the Oila Sa'oif has to be done by Yom, because of the pasuk b'yom tzavos al ha'akrav is karbanim. I don't need that. It should be hukash to be'ema. This is the girsa that we have in the Gemara. Apparently, in the days of the Rishonim, they had a different girsa. The old girsa was a very wild girsa that I need a pasuk to tell me that the oilas ha'oif has to be done by yom, because I would have thought that just like haktoras ha'murim can be done by Laila, I would have thought that Oila Soif can be done by Laila also. Kamash Balan the Pasuk, that not. What? So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that it doesn't make any sense. This old Girsa Sagarim doesn't make any sense. Why should someone think that Oila Soif can be quoted by Laila like Haktor Seymur? Haktor Seymur is not about it's Hadam. When you do Malika on Oila Soif, you have the Dalar Abadis, you have Shechita Kabbalah Hailoch Azrika. So the Dalar Avodas Adam have to be done by Yom. And the Dalar Avodas by Amincha, that are parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam, also have to be done by Yom. So why would someone have such a silly Havamina that one would have thought that Oila Sa'oif can be done by Laila just like Haktoris Emurim? What does it have to do with Haktoris Emurim? So the Ur Sameach had a suggestion to explain the old Girsa. he had a suggestion based on the Ibn Ezra on Parshas Vayikra. The Ibn Ezra asked Akasha, by this Chatas Alav Yari that we're talking about, if someone entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, Oshva is Bitui, Nefesh Kisishav Alavati v'Sosayim took a Shvua, not to eat cookies, and he ate a cookie by mistake. Oshva Sa'edus, the fellow needs me to testify in his behalf, and the Dendaran, I swear, in front of Beis HaShvua, I don't remember anything about the case, and he loses all the money because of me. And now it's too late to straighten it out. So the Torah says I have to bring a chatas. So if I can afford it, I bring a chatas bein. If I can't afford it, I bring a chatas soif and an oila soif. So the Ben Ezra asked, why do you bring an oila soif? If you could have afforded it, you would have brought a chatas bein, a period. The gamarna. So why is it necessary to bring, if you can't afford that, so bring a chatas soif? Why do you have to bring an oila soif? So the Ben Ezra says, because if you would have brought a chatas bein, or there would have been not only dam that would have been zurich on the four corners on the mizbeach, there would have been a murim that you would have burnt. Then the chelik of the basar would have been eaten by zichri kuna yom v'laylat chatzos in the azara. If you're going to bring only chatas ha'if, there's dam that you're zurich on the mizbeach, but there's nothing that's niktar in chatas ha'if. The whole thing is eaten by the kohanim. Nothing is niktar on the mizbeach. So to substitute for the emurim that you would have burnt on the Mizbeach, if you would have been able to afford the Chatas Behema, you should bring a Oila Sa'if in conjunction with the Chatas Sa'if. And the Sa'if, the Oila Sa'if, the whole thing is going to be Karev on the Mizbeach. So that's going to be taking the place that's going to be Bimkoim, that's going to substitute for the Akhtaris Emurim. So there are some excess, that was the Gemara's Avamina. I would have thought not that every Oila Sa'if in the world can be brought by Laila. No! Every Oila Sa'if cannot be brought by Laila because the Pasuk in Vayikra Zayin. Yom Tzavos HaLahakrev is Kavaneya. Pasuk says all Avodas have to be done by Yom. All Avodas Adam have to be done by Yom. The Havamina of the Gemara was on this Oila Sa'if, on the Oila Sa'if that comes to substitute for a Chatas Behema. So why in the world? And he can't afford the Chatas Behema. So let him bring a Chatas Sa'if for Gamarnu. He said it'll be an incomplete garment. Bring two Chatas Sa'if. Why do you bring an oil aside? The answer is, the Ibn Ezra said, because if you would have been able to afford it, there would have been Haktaris Emurim of the Chatas Behema. You can't afford it, so you bring Chatas Saif, so there's no Emurim. So you have to bring oil Saif to burn the whole thing on the Mizbech, to substitute for the Haktaris Emurim. No, Haktaris Emurim can't be done by Laila. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. So the Asamech writes this Pshat in a Sefer on the Rambam. He doesn't have it in a normal place. He has on every sefer in the Ramamada, Havas Manim, and every sefer he has comments. And then he has Hashmotas. At the end of different places, he has little odds and ends that belonged earlier, but he forgot to write it. So he writes over this whole fantastic pshat in the Gemara. And then he says, that min hashamayim, they showed him that his pshat was correct. He doesn't explain what he means, min hashamayim, they showed him. So it happens, one of the Rabbanim in, there's a sefer that's called Mekor Baruch. Mekor Baruch is all on Kochim. It's written by one of the Litvish Gedolim before the war. It was a big Kiddush that they started to learn Kochim. So he had a breakthrough, he wrote the beautiful Kiddush Yeter. When the Mekor Baruch was reprinted in America by one of the Rabbanim in Cleveland, and tells the yeshiva, so he added on one page, and in this one page that he added on, he writes that he visited the Yor Samech. The Yor Samech told him the whole story of what happened. That he had a dream, and in his dream, the Malachim said they're going to kill the Jewish people because they're making Leitzonis out of the Torah. They're all saying, Pilpulim Shel Hevel, Narishkeiten. So the angels were saying, Akitra Gam Bnei Yisrael. So the Rashbo piped up, the Rashbo was there in heaven with the angels. This is all the Yor Samech's dream. And the Rashbo says, no. There's one Jew who's learning Lamita Shel Torah, Remeir Simcha in Dvinsk. I wrote in my tshuvas that you should cross out the line in the Gemara in the Chulin Daf Chav Beis Amin Aleph, because it just doesn't make any sense. This line, that would have thought mistakenly that Oila Soif can be offered Balayla just like Haktaris Emurim, it doesn't make any sense. Why should I think so? So I crossed it out, and I said the correct reading should be Kedi Nosva. It was put in unnecessarily in the Brice. I don't need a hekesh between Oila Sa'if and Chatas Behemoth to teach me that you can't be makdir Arlasaif Balaila. So I wrote them my tshuva to cross out a line in the Gemara. And this Jura, Meir Simcha, explained the correct pshat in the Gemara. So in his chus, we shouldn't destroy the Jewish people. They're learning Torah properly. So then he woke up, and he wasn't familiar with any tshuvas HaRashba. He didn't know what the Rashba said. So he started looking through the tshuvas HaRashba. He only heard about it in the dream. He started looking through the tshuvas HaRashba, and he found that the Rashba quotes this old Girsa. He knew of the old Girsa because the Rishonim quoted here. And they say it doesn't make any sense. But he didn't know that the Rashba was the one who crossed out the Girsa. So that he heard in the dream. So that's what he writes. And he said, Min HaShamayim, they showed me that my pshat was correct. So he told over the story orally to one of the Rabbanim who later printed it in this. It's the Hagdamah to the Sefer, Mekor Baruch. I once said this over in a shir. Every week I give a shir of Flatbush. So at the end of the shir, I say it about Torah on the parsha. So I once said this over on Parshas Vayikra. So someone walked up to me afterwards. He said he learned in Torah Vadas. And every week, Rav Palm Zechon Levracha, he said, say Divrei Torah on the Parsha. Every week, year after year, on Parshas Vayikra, he told over the dream of the Ur Sameach, the whole pshat of the Ur Sameach. He wanted to know, where is it printed? He heard it from Rav Palm so many times. Where is it printed? So I told him it's printed in the Hagdomah to the Sefer. When the Mekor Baruch was reprinted in America, so the one, the Rosh Hashiva from Tel, so he reprinted it. He wrote over this whole story. Anyway, that's the Asik with this line, Bayom. What else do you learn out? Biyoda Haimon is here on the top line of Chafalaf and the base. When you do Malika, you have to do Malika with the right hand. You can't do with the left hand. Just like when you do Zrikas Hadam of Chatas Be'emo, the Kohen has to hold the dam in a cup. By Chatas, you have to do Matan Etzba. It's not good. By all other carbonis, you hold the dam in a cup, and you sprinkle the dam on the Mizbech from the cup. Chatas is the one exception to the rule Chatas Be'emo, where you have to have Matan Etzba. So the din requires that all the Avodas have to be done with the right hand. Shechita lav Avodahi. Shechita can be done with the left hand also. If a person is a righty, he's going to do Shechita with left hand, probably going to make it in a Vela. It's not a smart thing to do Shechita with the left hand. So the Achrayim asks such a kasha. The Chavetzelus Hasharon has a long essay on this. When you bring a korban to meet him himself on Shabbos and Yontif, why do we allow the kohen and the Beis Hamikdash to do the shechita with the right hand? It's a malacha of Netilas Neshama. Why don't we recommend he should do Aydei Shinui? So it'll only be on malacha the Rabbanu. Let him shech with the left hand. The Teretz is very posh. Going to shech with the left hand. I'll make it in the Vela. And there's another Pasha that he doesn't give either Pasha to Teretz. There's another Pasha to Teretz. The Gemara says that it's Hutra. The Gemara says, Hakravas Karbonis on Shabbos, those Karbonis that are mutter to bring a Hutra Heta Gomor, you don't have to try to avoid it. To bring a Korban in the state of Tumah, a Korban Shizmana Kavua, to be Makrav in the state of Tumah, that's a Machloikas, a Mipaskan, that's Duchuya. So that if you can avoid it, the Gemara says you try to avoid it. That's on Daf Zion in Yuma, but on Daf Memvov in Yuma, the end of the Perek there. So the Gemara says, Hakrabas Karbonas Adadecha Shabbos and Yontav, namely, Karban Shezman Kavos Hutra Het Tagomoy. You don't have to try to avoid it.
So, holding office, does that to do with the left hand apostle?
Shechit
is not
broken. Shechit Lav Avaida, he writes. So that's why Shechit. Well, the other's apostle. That's right. That's what the Gemara says, Biyoda Haimonis. All Avaidas by the Chatas Beim have to be done Biyoda Haimonis. So Malika by Ola Saif also has to be done by Yoda Haimonis. Afayla Saif ain't a boy oilam and achulin. You can't bring an oil, can't bring any oil. Not Ola Saif, not Ola Saif. You can't bring from my Zusheni money. Ubayom, you have to be makrif bayon. Ubi Yoda Haimonis, all the abodas have to be done by Yemen. Freg de Gemara, ima lahalon, berov shnaim afkan, berov shnaim. When you do Malika ba'oila saif, so it says you need yavdil. Chata saif is lo yavdil. Oila saif is yes yavdil. When you do havdala, is it in how much you have to shef? So that's what the Gemara kept on saying. It's a machlekes between the Chachamim and Rab Loz and Reb Shimon. Gemara says, where? So they say, this is the Braisa. This is the Braisa. So the Braisa says, imala halon, maybe I should say atzushto. Just like by Chatas Behemam. It's good if you shecht Rav Shnayim, Avkan be Rav Shnayim, maybe Rav is enough. Nein Talmalon Moloch vehikter. You have to cut Kolakon of a Kolaveshit. This is Shitas Chachamim, the Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon. You have to shecht the whole Kon and the whole Veshit. That's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. Abdullah means kolakon. How do you see that that's Abshat and Abdullah? What do you see? Malika should be similar to Haktor. Ma Haktor Harosh Biatzma Vahaguf Biatzmai. When you have the oil of Sa'if, it says in the Chumash, you do the Haktorah, then it says you do the Mitzui, you squeeze out the Dam, then it says you do the Haktorah. So Rashi quotes, Rashi fills in all the missing information. If you already did the Haktorah, how can you do the Mitzui afterwards? The whole animal is already burned. What does it say Haktorah twice? So the answer is, when you do Malika on oil of Sa'if, you detach the head from the body. So you can do Haktorah on the Rosh separately, Haktorah on the Guf separately later on, and you do the Mitzui in between. So just like Haktorah is done separately, the Rosh separately, and the Guf of the bird separately, so too Malika Bishaito should be done Ba'oifen Shel Yavdil. Chata Saif is Lo Yavdil, only Shecht one. But Oila Saif is Yavdil, completely separated. The whole Kana, the whole Veshit. Not enough Roiv Kana, Roiv Veshit. I don't compare it. I really should have said Ein Hekish Lamachza. I'm comparing the oil of Sa'if to the Chatas Be'ema. And the Chatas Be'ema, Malahalan, Rov Shnayim, Afkan Rov Shnayim should have been enough. Rov Kan and the Rov Aveshed by oil of Sa'if. Tamalayma, no, it's not enough Rov Shnayim. In each Shnayim, you have to cut the whole Kan and the whole Aveshed. Because Malika is compared to Haktor. Just like Haktor, Harosh Biatzma, Guf Biatzma, because there's another Pasuk that says Behikta twice. So that shows there's a separate Haktor on the Rosh of the oil. And so by Chatasayf, there's no Haktor at all. Chatasayf, there's only Mitzui Hadam. Nothing gets burned. That was the whole idea of the Ibn Ezra, that you bring you bring an oil of Saif in conjunction with the Chatasayf to substitute for the Haktor Saimurim that there would have been if you would have brought a Chatasayf, because in Chatasayf there is no Haktor. Nothing is burned. But an oil of Saif, when you have a Haktorah, so you do the Haktorah on the Rosh Lechud, and the Guf Lechud. So to Malika should be Harosh Biatzma, but Guf Biatzmai. So the Tarakam is the Chachamim Shita, that you have to do Malikas, Oyla Sa'if, Shnayim. You have to cut the whole Kohen and the whole Vesh. Next Tana disagrees, and he says no. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Kamishpot, Kemishpot, Chata Sa'if. Why should you jump Kemishpot, Chata's Behema? That as Hasheni Yasa Oyla, you should do the Malika and the Oyla Sa'if, like the Chata's Behema that was mentioned in the previous paragraph. No, he says, like the Chatasayf that's mentioned in the previous pasuk, Kemishpon Chatasayf, Ma Chatasayf, Mimul Oyref, Af Oylasayf, also Mimul Oyref. It tells you the location. The back over here. Instead of Shchita Yobi Shecht in the front, and the Tzavor, and the Mul Oyref is from the back. Right. Maybe I should compare the two. Malahal and Moylek Veinem Avdil B'Simen Echad, Afkan Moylek Veinem Avdil B'Simen Echad, by Chatasayf state v'lo yavdil, you only shecht one, the kind of elevation. Maybe Oilasayf also, you only shecht one. No, but Tamlam v'hikrivo, it says in Vayikra chapter Aleph, v'hikrivo, that's what we quoted on the bottom of Amal, v'hikrivo taught us the two dinim. You can bring prey to achas, you can bring one oif, if it's been a dova, it'll be an incomplete carbon, but the carbon, the Reis HaMikdash will accept it. And v'hikrivo means that the Oilasayf should be, the Malikas Oilasayf should be done differently, very differently from Chatasayf. Chatasayf, you only do shecht one simon, and Oilasayf, you shecht both simon. So the Tanakh.
Is also about Mola Horeb? The Chatas is also about Mola
Horeb? Yeah. Then the Gemara is going to ask her, how do the other Tanaim know that it has to be Mola Horeb? This Tanakh says that it's Hukash. Oilasayf is Hukash, the Chatasayf. And according to the Tanakhama, it says, as Hashem Yasek Kamishpat, Yes, Oila Kamishpat means that the Oila Saif should be offered like a Chatas Beima. How does he know that you have to do the Malika Mimul HaOref? So the Gemara says, Yasek is Harashavit. That's what the word Malika means by definition. He doesn't need a Hekesh. He knows it on his own from a different source. So we have two Tanoim so far. And now comes the next Tanoim. Blessed Reb Shimon Aimer Kamishpat, Kamishpat Chatas HaOif. He doesn't agree with the first Tana. He always liked the second Tana. Kemishpatcha, the oil of Saif should be offered, as the previous Pasuk mentioned, the Chata Saif. What do you mean? It should be the same way. So the previous Tana said, well, the previous Tana is Rabbi Shmuel. The previous Tana said, just like Chata Saif is Mimul Oyref, So to oil soif as me molarp. Nah, this Tana holds I know that on my own. That's what the word Malika means. By definition, the word Malika means that. So what's the significance of saying oil soif should be like chata soif? Malahalon, urches beroish uvegufu maze, just like by chata soif. It says veloy abdil. You shouldn't detach them. You only shecht where makbid. You only shecht the kana or the reshid. So when you do the mitzvah, when you squeeze out the dam, you're holding the roish and the goof in your hand. The kohen is holding in his right hand. At the same time, when he quetches out the blood, afkan. So too by the oilas oif, even though it's with havdala, uch is beroish of the goof umaze. You should hold both together. The roish and the goof hold together. The Gemara says, my karma, what exactly does he mean? Why do you have to hold together in the palm of your hand the rosh with the goof? It doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, no, hachi karma, what he meant to say was like this. Ma'ala halon, just like by chata sa'if, the din is v'lo yavdil. So, if you'll hold on to the rosh, you only shech the dekona odavation. So if you hold on to the rosh, the rest of the goof will be schlepped along with it. You don't have to hold on to the rosh and the goof at the same time. And the palm of your hand. That was a misreading. There was a misunderstanding. Mar says, my karma, how can it be? There is no such requirement. You don't have to hold on to the rosh and the goof. But what he meant to say was the following hachi karma. Mala halon kishuhoich is barosh. If he'll hold by the chatas life where it says, v'lo yavdil. If he holds on to the head, the body will be attached because he only shecht the one, he didn't shecht the other. Afkan, when he's going to do Malika by Oilasoif, the din is yes, Yavdil. You should not cut the whole kana and the whole vation. Going to cut the whole kana and the whole vation, so the goof is going to be detached from the head. So if he'll hold on to the head, he won't be holding on to the rest. And we require Kushuhu Eches Arosh, the goof, Maze. The goof should be schlepped along with the Rosh. So that's how Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon knows that you should dafke, because it's a Sheni Asa'il Kamishpot, just like Chatas ha'oif, the din is lo yavdil. So oilas ha'oif, even though the din is yavdil, but it shouldn't be yavdil lagamre. You shouldn't shech the whole kana, the whole veishet. You should only shech the roif kana and the roif veishet. So this is the brisa which records this agav. The brisa records this machlekes Tanakame and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. When the din requires to do havdalah by oilas ha'oif, what does it mean? So the Tanakam says means literally kol ha'kana, kol ha'veshet, kol ha'shnei simonim. That rove, the din of havdalah. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon insists no dafke, just like by chatas ha'oif, the din is lo yavdil. When you hold on to the roish, the body will be attached to the roish, because you only cut one. So too by oilas ha'oif, even though you cut both, you should only cut the roiv of both. You shouldn't cut all of the kana and all of the veshet. So in the mele, the body will still be attached to the head.
Can you cut one for the oilus chatasoif and the other one for the oilusoif, the veshit and the kona? In other words, can you split?
The chatasoif, he has a brayer. Yeah. Can either shech the kona or the veshit.
Okay.
And the oilusoif, he has to shech dafke both. And that's the machlekes hata and melika, both with melika, with the fingernail in the right hand. And that's the machlekes, the Tanakama, the Rabbon and Shita, requires that by oilasoif you have to have havdola, the shech, the whole kana, the whole vation. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon insists, bedaf cannot the shech, the whole kana, the whole vation. Just like by chatasoif has to be attached, because the din is v'loy avdil, so to by oilasoif has to be partially attached. You should leave the miyut of the kana, the miyut of the vation, that should still be attached.
It doesn't have any
havdalah
at all.
Are you older? Who she didn't know?
He says you do rov, so just no havdalah at all.
The havdalah is that you're shechting both.
That's
not both. Yeah, because by shechting chulin, you only shecht the kana or the veshet. That's enough. By shechting chatas oif, bedafke v'lo yavdal. You should only do malika on one, not on the other. By oilas oif, the din is v'hikirivo. It's a different malika. You should dafke do the malika on both. But the malika should not be, one would have thought, Ruba Kukula, but l'chatchil u'kuloi. So that's what he says, no, it's hukash. It's hukash, the chatas oif. Though just like chatas oif, you have to leave a little bit behind v'lo yavdil. So boilas oif, even though you do need abdallah, but you don't, it's not 100% abdallah. You should leave the miyut of the kana and the miyut of the vesh.
Have Rav Shimon ben Gvi react here twice, so because he wanted the vesh and the goof. So how did he learn that?
I guess he cut it off afterwards as not as part of the Malika. When you do the Malika, you don't do the whole Malika all the way. And afterwards you detach it and you do the Haktar of the Rosh separately. I think so. Then the Gemara just works out the rest of the Pesuk, but basically that's the Gemara. And this Gemara, that's the famous Pshat from there or somewhere. Okay. We read again about Asiyas HaMishkan. We learned in Truma Tetzaveh, then about Yakal Pikudei, right, about Asiyas HaMishkan. So it says...
I want to use this still. It's still working.
Yeah. The Torah tells us that Betzalel made the Aron. There's a mitzvah to have kelim, and there's a mitzvah to have a mizbeach, and to have a shulchan, to have a menorah, and to have a kiyar, and to have all of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. What if you know you have no shemen to be madlik in the menorah? What if you know you have no ktoris to be makter on the mizbach haktoris? What if you have no lechem aparim to put on the shulchan? So it's still a mitzvah. Is a mitzvah to have a Beis HaMikdash with the Klei HaMikdash. Klei HaMikdash means the furniture in the Beis HaMikdash. They're Klei Shares and they're Klei HaMikdash. Klei HaMikdash are the furniture in the Beis HaMikdash. You have a knife for the purpose of shechting karbonis. If you have no karbonis, so you don't need any knives. You need a Kabbalah, you need a Beis Kli Mateches. There should be Kodesh, Klei Shares to be a Mekabel Adam, to do the Zrikas Adam. You're not going to have, if you don't have the ability to be makor karbonis, so there's no mitzvah to have all of those kelim. Those are functional. But to have a menorah and to have a shulchan and to have a mizbech apanimi, to have a mizbech achitz, and these are klei hamigdash, this is the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash, even if you can't be makor of karbonis with them, even if you can't do anything with them, that's the way you fulfill the mitzvah of having a Beis HaMikdash. So the oren, that's a question. And the bai sheni, they didn't have any oren at all. The Mishnah Yuma says, because the Aron was nignas at the end of the Vice-Rishon period, and they didn't have the luchas were hidden, where were the luchas? The whole period of the Vice-Sheni. So the Tshuva and the Chasam Sofer talks about the Kasha, why didn't they make an Aron to put the Aron there? So it won't have the luchas. So you have the Aron without the luchas as one of the Klei HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik used to say in the name of his father, that the Aron without the luchas has no value at all. The Aron is not from the Klei HaMikdash. The Menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbachas and the Kiyar are Klei HaMikdash. But the Aron is only for the purpose of housing the Sefer Torah. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Sefer Torah, Kovet Godol Noagim a Sefer Torah. You have to stand up when they carry a Sefer Torah, and you're not allowed to turn your back to the Sefer Torah. All the various dinim of Kovet of the Sefer Torah. And the Rambam says everything is learned out from the fact that the Torah says the Asisa Oren, that you have to have an Oren to put the Luchas into it. The Oren is not from the Klei HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is complete without the Oren. The Oren is only to show Kovet to the Sefer Torah, to show Kovet to the Luchas, whatever they put. Originally they put Luchas, then when Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikachalas Moshe Lichta, was called Tivya Torah, Zayis Atumam, they gave the Sefer Torah to the Kohanim and Levi. And he told them, "Samta Moshe b'tzara Aram b'ris Hashem v'hayosham b'chol yed." So the Gemara in Bava Basra, in the first parak, has a machlokes hatanaim. Where exactly did he put this Sefer Azora that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote? He put it on a daf that was boilat on the outside of the Aron. They put it inside the Aron. It's a question: where was it placed? But the purpose of the Aron is only to house the luchas and to house the Sefer Torah. If you're not going to have luchas, you're not going to have a Sefer Torah. Nothing is accomplished to have an Aron. So that's why in Baisheni they didn't have any luchas. Wherever the luchas were, machleg zatanaim, but the luchas were not in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So they didn't feel that they'll accomplish anything by making an oran. An oran that doesn't have luchas in it is not oran. It has to be aron abris. So then Rav Soloveitchik spoke about yeshivas. If you have yeshiva, nobody learns. So it's an ishkin yeshiva. Okay. I'm sure people don't doubt it.
So was it?
I don't think so.
He said the most important person, you know.